Imagine, just for a moment, you're standing in front of that famous vault at Coca-Cola. You know the
Oh,
one.
yeah, the legendary one.
It holds probably the most famous trade secret in history, the formula. Now, picture that heavy steel door just swinging wide open, not for a CEO, not for an auditor, but for the entire internet. Every ingredient, every ratio, every secret process just spilling out for the world to see.
It's the ultimate corporate nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the specific scenario that wakes executives up in a cold sweat at 3:00 a.m.
And the reason we're starting with that, well, that terrifying image is because according to the stack of reports and source materials we have here, that is pretty much what just happened to Nike. As of February 2, 2026, the swoosh has been broken.
It's a massive situation. And we need to be clear right from the top. This isn't, someone stealing a few credit card numbers. It's not hacking a manager's email to read some gossip. This is foundational.
Yeah.
It's tectonic.
Right. This is a deep dive into what is already being called the corporate hack of the decade. We have this comprehensive analysis in front of us, mostly from Inspector Gemini of the Tekken Army, and the picture they're painting is just a company stripped bare. We're talking about a 1.4 terabyte leak.
And I think we need to pause on that number. 1.4 terabytes.
Yeah.
To a lot of listeners, that might just sound like a big number, maybe the size of a new video game or
Yay.
something.
Yeah.
But in the context of text documents, PDFs, schematics, spreadsheets, that is millions and millions of pages. It's not a folder, it's an entire library. It's basically the Library of Congress for the company.
It's everything. Their history, their employee data, legal strategies, and the part that really blows my mind, their future. So the mission for this deep dive isn't just to, gawk at the disaster. We need to unpack how this happened, who did it, and really explore this idea of a company losing its tomorrow.
That is the key insight here, the theft of the future. See, usually data breaches look backward. What did you buy last month? Where do you live? This one. This breach looks forward. It changes the entire landscape of corporate secrecy because it proves that even the giants, the ones with the biggest budgets and the highest walls, have cracks.
Okay, so let's get into the cast of characters then. Who pulls off a heist of this size? I mean, usually when we hear about hacks in the news, it's ransomware, right? A screen pops up, pay us 5 million in Bitcoin or we delete your servers.
That's the standard business model, yeah. For groups like Lockbit or Black Cat, they're essentially digital kidnappers. They lock your files, demand cash, you pay, they unlock. It's purely transactional.
Almost like a business deal gone wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the group claiming responsibility for this Nike breach, WorldLeaks, they're a different animal entirely.
Even the name WorldLeaks, it sounds less like a criminal gang and more like a political statement.
It does. And their motivation mirrors that. According to their manifesto, which Inspector Gemini analyzed, they're not asking for a ransom. There's no demand for Bitcoin. Their stated goal is to, quote, illuminate the darkest corners of multinationals.
That feels almost philosophical, like they view themselves as hacktivists instead of just thieves.
It's ideological warfare. Their motto is chilling. It's no secret is eternal. I mean, imagine hearing that if you're sitting in a boardroom. It implies that privacy is an illusion they intend to shatter.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's about the chaos and the forced transparency.
So do we know anything concrete about them? Are they new?
Until today, they were mostly a whisper in the cybersecurity community. But this analysis points to roots in Eastern Europe. What distinguishes them, though, isn't just their geography. It's their skill set. They aren't just, running automated scripts to brute force passwords. They are using advanced social engineering.
I always find social engineering fascinating. It's basically hacking the people, not the computers.
That is the perfect way to put it. It's the art of deception. It's convincing a network admin that you're the IT support guy who needs access, or tricking a vendor into handing over credentials. It requires this deep understanding of human psychology, not just code. And that makes them far more dangerous than some bot, because you can patch software, but you can't really patch human trust.
So WorldLeaks decides Nike is the target. They have the motivation, they have the psychology, but how on earth did they actually get in? You said even giants have cracks, but Nike, they must spend millions on security. It has to be a digital fortress.
Oh, it is. If you tried to attack Nike's main servers directly to storm the main castle, so to speak, you'd be met with world-class defenses: firewalls, intrusion detection, AI monitoring, the works. So WorldLeaks didn't attack the castle.
They went for the side door.
They went for the delivery entrance.
Yeah.
This is what we call a supply chain attack.
Okay, let's unpack that for everyone because we hear that term a lot, but rarely get into the mechanics of it.
So think of a modern company like a fortress, but it relies on hundreds of outside vendors just to function. You have people delivering vegetables, fixing the HVAC, handling payroll.
All these weak points potentially.
Right. And in the digital world, these are your third-party software providers. Early reports suggest the hackers exploited something called a zero-day vulnerability in a third-party cloud service, a service Nike uses specifically for supply chain management.
And zero-day, that's one of those buzzwords, but it basically means there was no defense, right? Nobody knew it existed.
Exactly. It means it's a flaw in the software that the developers themselves didn't know about. They had 0 days to fix it before the hackers found it and used it. For a hacker, that's the holy grail. It's an invisible key.
So there's this third-party vendor, the Smallgate, with this invisible flaw. WorldLeaks finds it, slides through, and suddenly they aren't just in the vendor system.
Suddenly, they are inside the perimeter of Nike itself. And the terrifying part is the level of access they got. The TechIn Plus experts are saying this vulnerability granted them root access to Nike's Oracle database.
Root access. That sounds definitive. It sounds like God mode.
It effectively is. In Linux or Unix systems, the root user is the top administrator. It means you aren't a guest. You own the machine. You can see everything, copy everything, change everything, and, crucially, delete the logs to cover your tracks. That's how they managed to siphon off 1.4 terabytes of data without triggering an immediate lockdown.
It really just proves that old security saying, your security is only as strong as your weakest link.
I'd even modify that. Your security is only as strong as your supply chain's weakest link. That's the harsh lesson here. You can build a fortress, but if the guy bringing in the vegetables leaves the gate unlocked or his key gets stolen, well, the fortress walls just don't matter.
So they're in. They have God mode. They start downloading. Let's talk about the loot. What does 1.4 terabytes of corporate secrets actually look like?
The analysis breaks it down into a few horrifying categories. First, you have the human cost. They have personal data, social security numbers, home addresses, private info for over 70,000 Nike employees around the world.
That's devastating. That's 70,000 people, designers, warehouse workers, accountants, who now have to worry about identity theft because of a software flaw in some vendor they've probably never even heard of.
Precisely, collateral damage. But then you move to the business side. They stole confidential contracts. We're talking about the precise details of payouts to NBA stars, to soccer superstars.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about the ripple effect of that. That is huge for the sports world.
It's massive. Imagine you're an agent for a top player. You're negotiating with Adidas or Nike. Suddenly, you have a spreadsheet showing exactly what every other player is getting paid, down to the cent, including all their performance bonuses and royalties.
Just blows up all the leverage. It's like playing poker, but everyone's cards are suddenly face up on the table.
And the house Nike loses its ability to bluff. It completely destroys the secrecy of the sponsorship market. Every athlete now knows if they're being underpaid compared to their peers. It creates chaos internally and externally.
And speaking of cards on the table, the source material also mentions legal documents. Something about strategies against counterfeiters.
Yes. So if you're running a counterfeit sneaker operation in a basement somewhere, you just got a manual on exactly how Nike hunts you down. You have details on their ongoing lawsuits, their enforcement strategies. It's a playbook for the bad guys on how to avoid getting caught.
That is wild. But I have to admit, despite the seriousness of all that, the employee data, the legal stuff, the part of the source material that really got me, the part where I physically leaned in, was the product roadmap.
Ah, the future section.
Yeah.
This is where the leak becomes truly, truly unique.
Yes. The leak covers their entire roadmap from 2026 to 2030. They have the preliminary sketches, the specs, the material science, everything for the next 4 years of shoes. And some of the stuff is, I mean, can we talk about the Jordan 50?
The milestone sneaker. That is a huge cultural marker. The Jordan line basically defines sneaker culture.
And Nike Smart Fit 2.0. But the one that really sounded like it just fell out of a sci-fi movie was Project Hermes.
Ah, yes. Project Hermes. This is the aha moment of the leak for any tech enthusiast, but it's a complete tragedy for Nike R&D.
Tell us what it does, because when I read this, I just thought, finally, we're actually living in the future.
It is impressive. The documents describe a shoe that uses onboard artificial intelligence to analyze your gait, the way you walk and run in real time. But it doesn't just track you, it adapts. The sole of the shoe physically morphs. It changes its density and shape to prevent fatigue, based on how your foot is striking the ground at that exact moment.
That is incredible. So if I'm at mile 20 of a marathon and my form starts to slip, the shoe literally changes shape to support me.
Real-time adaptation. It's the holy grail of athletic wear. But, and here's the problem. Think about the cost of that R&D. Years of research, material science, coding, battery tech, that is hundreds of millions of dollars investment. And now?
Now it's a PDF on the dark web.
Yeah. Exactly. Adidas, Puma, Under Armour, they all have the blueprints now. They know exactly where Nike is going. That competitive advantage of being first is just. It's severely dulled because the competitors can start building their counterproducts immediately, years before Hermes was even supposed to hit the shelves.
And it wasn't just the shoes either. The link also details a heavy entry into the metaverse, right? With NFTs linked to physical products.
Which was likely their big play for the next generation of digital consumers.
Yeah.
Now the entire strategy is public. The element of surprise, which is so crucial for marketing, especially for a brand like Nike that absolutely relies on hype, is gone.
It really is a theft of the future. You just can't put that genie back in the bottle. Once people have seen the Jordan 50, you can't unreveal it. The anticipation is just deflated.
And that leads directly to the financial fallout, which was immediate. The reports are calling it the Wall Street quake.
I saw that. Nike stock, ticker NKE, it plummeted something like 8% in pre-market hours. That's billions of dollars in market cap just evaporating overnight.
The market hates uncertainty. And this is pure, uncut uncertainty.
Is that just panic selling? Or is there a concrete reason for investors to be that scared beyond just the hype factor?
It's both. There is the fear of the lost competitive advantage we just talked about. If Adidas beats them to the punch on that smart shoe, that's lost revenue. But there's also this looming regulatory threat.
Legal side.
Specifically, the European Union and the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation. It's the strictest privacy law in the world. If this leak is confirmed to contain customer data, and even if WorldLeak says it doesn't, regulators have to verify the fines are astronomical.
How big are we talking?
We aren't talking a flat fee. GDPR fines can be up to 4% of a company's global annual turnover. For a company the size of Nike, a fine could potentially eat up an entire year's worth of profits. That is what has investors terrified.
That is a staggering amount of money. And it brings up the question of trust, doesn't it? If they can't protect their own secrets, their secret formula, can they protect mine?
That is the question every single listener should be asking right now.
Which brings us to the action plan. We always want to leave you with something practical, not just doom and gloom. So Inspector Gemini says, WorldLeaks claims customer credit card data is not in the dump. Do we believe them?
The golden rule of cybersecurity is simple. Never trust a hacker. Even if they claim to be illuminating the darkness or acting on some ideology, they are criminals who stole data. You just cannot rely on their word.
So if I'm listening to this and I have a Nike Plus account or I use the SNKRS app to try and get those limited drops, what do I do right now?
Immediate triage. First, change your password right now. Don't wait. And if you use that same password on other sites, which, let's be honest, many of us do, you need to change it everywhere.
Guilty as charged. I think we all do that more than we admit. Okay, password changed. What's next?
Enable two-factor authentication, 2FA. Make sure that even if they somehow have your password, they can't get in without that code from your phone. It's such a simple step, but it blocks 99% of account takeovers.
And I'm guessing we need to be on the lookout for scams now.
Absolutely. This is prime time for phishing. You're going to see emails popping up with subject lines like Nike password reset or security alert, your data was leaked. If you get those, do not click the link.
It's so easy to click when you're panicked, though.
That's what they bank on. Go directly to the website yourself. Type in the URL. Hackers love to ride the wave of panic after a breach to steal even more data from people.
So be hypervigilant. Treat every email like it's a potential trap, at least for the next few weeks.
Exactly. Skepticism is your best defense right now.
You know, as we wrap this up, I keep going back to that Project Hermes shoe, the morphing soul. It sounds so incredibly cool, but knowing about it now, it just feels different.
It does. We've lost the magic, haven't we?
That's the summary right there. Nike will survive. Of course they will. They have the money. They have the brand equity. But the magic of surprise. That moment when Steve Jobs pulls the iPhone out of his pocket or when the new Jordans drop and nobody knew what they look like, that's gone for the next 4 years.
And that is an intangible asset you can't buy back. The entire hype cycle relies on the unknown. When the unknown just becomes a PDF file, the excitement flattens.
So here's the question you want to leave you with, and it's the one Inspector Gemini posed in the source material. It's a question about your own consumer psychology. Now that you know what the Jordan 50 looks like, now that you know about the morphing shoe, Will you still buy it when it comes out in 2028?
Or has the hype just vanished because you've already seen the ending of the movie?
Think about that. Does knowing the secret ruin the magic for you? Thanks for diving deep with us today on this massive story. Stay safe, change those passwords, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Stay secure, everyone.